everything's recording. Welcome back to the show. Oh god. Glad you have the intro covered for us.
Yeah, right.
So what is the show? What are we doing? Why are we?
We actually were just talking about that.
Well, that was our like.
I got a little morbid. Serious?
Was your nose whistling? What was that?
No. Whistling Dixie. Speaking of Dixie, we're on the road.
So we're in the car. I don't know what that has to do with Dixie.
We passed the Dixie Highway.
Cheers.
Yeah, welcome to my car. Yeah. There's stuff in it because we're on a road trip. We're visiting one of our top bananas.
Yeah, exciting. We're heading out to
Ohio.
Yeah, Toledo, Ohio.
Holy Toledo.
Mommy,
yeah.
Ohio.
I know, I feel like I always say it wrong. Mommy.
Well, it sounds funny to say mommy. What up, mommy?
Mommy.
Hey, mommy.
Mommy.
But yeah, so we haven't recorded an episode in a little bit because we have been all over the planet.
Since?
Maybe not planet, but country.
January. Did we talk about this in the last episode?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
this is a fresh
since
episode.
Since January, we've been to Dallas, Buffalo, San Francisco, Orlando, Miami, Chicago, obviously. That's our headquarters. And then Pennsylvania. We were in Westchester and Bethlehem. And yeah, now we're on our way to Ohio. So, 9.
Yeah, that'll be 9. And then next week we're to Dallas and then Houston.
And
then Italy.
Italy.
Uh-huh. We're all
and
over
then,
the place.
Buffalo again, San Francisco. Yeah, just everywhere. Oh, and then a new one in South Carolina, which I'm really excited
about.
That'll
be fun.
Or North Carolina. It's on the border.
Well, yeah, it's both.
I'm excited.
But yeah, if you're interested in being a top banana, we are basically maxed out.
Yes.
If you're in Miami Beach, though, you probably can make it.
We will give you full preferential treatment. I will cook you dinner every night. Speaking of dinner.
Yeah?
You can go ahead.
No, go on.
I just have a question for you.
Oh, God, you have a question for me?
I do.
Can you believe the car is almost charged already? So this episode.
Yeah, I know.
Be quick.
We gotta go fast.
15 minutes to our charge limit. But we need to try to do this more because
yes. This
has been like a month and a half since
on
the last episode.
My podcast.
And we've done so
has been
much
on hiatus for forever. But I love my podcast. I really miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start the episode off with a banger.
Okay.
If you could add one word to the dictionary, what would it be, and why?
One word.
And what would it mean? Like, if you want a word to describe something that doesn't necessarily exist.
This is a tough one. I don't need some time with this.
I just thought about it this morning, so now I'm asking everybody we work with.
I didn't say so. I'm asking everybody, so you're the first one.
Yeah, you're my first victim.
Okay, so what word would I make up? Do you have something to start? Because I think I need a minute for this.
I just thought of something, which is why I looked at the camera and smirked for a second. I mean, mine wouldn't be serious. It would be more funny.
I mean, the only thing I'm trying to think of is something funny.
So, for me, this is going to get gross, so sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't care. That feeling when you have to shit really badly and you're clenching so hard to keep it in, that moment...
I wonder if they can
are
hear
there
that.
Fucking seagulls? maybe that's my booty hole. But that moment when maybe it's more like diarrhea that you're about to have.
Okay.
We just lost all ones of our listeners. But that feeling, you know that feeling. Maybe. If you know that feeling, loyal listeners, but that feeling when you're clenching so hard, just like. Even if you're not religious, praying to any higher power that you don't shit your pants in that moment. Because I have 100% experienced that. Kind of a gamble.
Well, when you're, like, not near a bathroom, you're not home yet, you're almost there.
Yeah, like, let's say you're commuting to work, you put MCT oil in your coffee, and you don't have a bathroom that's nearby, so you're literally running to work, clenching your
booty hole. And what are you wearing?
I'm wearing black jeans, I'm wearing a coat, and I almost shit my pants. I distinctly remember this. Obviously, it happened a few times. Anyway, that moment, not even just the relief, but that moment of, like, exhilaration, but panic, but hope. Because you're hoping you can make it. what the reality is, you might not. So it's like Schadenfreude in German. Shut the fuck up.
So you're saying your word that you want to add to the dictionary is Schittfreude? Is that it?
Yeah, shit fright.
A shit fraud.
Yeah, huh? Something.
What would be the word? You have the definition.
I have
a word
full
for it.
Definition. It's an okay, it's a so this verb. Is, it's this what is, you're doing.
Okay, so this is going to be, together, we're going to figure out what the word is. What's the word that encapsulates the feeling when you don't know if
so
you'll
make it?
So it
can't have shit in it.
Well, no.
It has to have fecal or something.
But it doesn't even have to. It could be like...
But it has to reference that. Because it's specifically related to poo-poo. Mm-hmm. So it has to reference fecality. Maybe that's a word that I'll add to the dictionary. Fecality. The study of being fecal matter. Or
the degree to which you are fecal. Your fecality.
Yeah, there you go. Alright.
It's like babality. That was from Mortal Kombat. So you would, instead of doing a fatality where you killed someone and ripped their head off and pulled out their spine, you would turn them into a baby. It was a babality.
That's cute. That's fun. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Turning people into babies.
Nice. Look at that little doggy. We're right by the dog park, of course, cause, or the pet walk area, because I was like, I need to be close to all the doggies. Oh, you're so cute. Anyway.
What was that?
I don't know what the word would be, though. Fecal.
I don't like fecal in it.
Like what's another
poop,
word
fart,
for...
butt. No, we need to... Let's just think of it. What's our list of things that all work?
I'm sorry. Could you run through those again?
We have poop. We have fart. We have butt.
No,
we
but it has tuchus, to sound...
We have... I know, but it has to feel like these words.
Tuchus?
Tuchus. You know tuchus?
Tuchus.
Uh-huh. It's what you did to bring us here. You took us. This one is... This is content right here. This is gold. Clip it.
Is itchy, but I don't want it to look like I'm picking it.
It can look like I'm picking it. Does that look like I'm picking it? I wonder if it does.
Hey, graphics team, you! You touched my upper lip!
Wow, this episode. So,
speaking of
people seem to love us, but I don't know anymore.
I think they like us as people, but I don't think they like our show.
I mean, this isn't even a show. I mean, it's a show.
It smells like chicken salad. Why are we so gross?
So, what is this episode about?
Yeah,
was
like,
that
what's
something?
This wee shit? Yeah, this week... Oh, wait, what were we going to talk about?
So, we were going to talk about how much info is too much info.
Yes.
Like, basically, what's the limit for... I'm not even looking at the camera ever. I'm only looking at you.
Because it's, like, right there.
Like, the side of my head.
What's a nice side of your face? I mean, they both are, but...
Don't look at this side. It is hideous.
Hi.
So yeah. Exactly what I had written down was, how much information is too much information?
All of it.
So we see this all the time. I know we didn't come up with our word of the poopy day, but we're moving on. We have 10 minutes until our charge limit.
Yeah.
So how much information is too much information?
I just thought 69 degrees. A lot.
In case you're wondering,
I'm so insightful.
How much information is too much information? It is
a lot.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so next topic. You remember there is a clip. There is a video clip that we are not going to share. Mm-mm. However, it is something
it's
that
really
made us
fucking funny.
Laugh so hard.
Anyway,
over and over again.
So.
But,
anyway, that little doggy is so happy.
So,
okay,
how much information is too much information? This question came from what we see.
What?
You know what happens after the point, but...
Do you want me to
No, it's good. So, we see everyone's consuming content. Like, that's what we do. It's as a species, sort of the primary function of our species right now is consuming content. Mm-hmm. and which is like crazy because we consume so much just from every angle, and everyone wants to make more money, have a better business. Sort of the three ways to make money is help someone get paid, get laid, lose weight. That
so
always
if you're
works.
A realtor, fuck your clients.
But that's sort of what sells. So people are always learning, how can I make more money? What do I need to do? What should I be doing? What's the best way to do this?
Well,
how do
yeah,
I do this?
Everybody...
Where do I... Do... When... Do... Why do I...
Most of the people that... Most all the people we work with want to figure out how to optimize for better business.
Well, and this is just generic, though, across the board. Not just for the people we work with, but yeah, everyone.
Yeah. But it's always trying to figure out, okay, what's, like, the best thing to listen to? And unfortunately, there's so many inputs now, or outputs, inputs?
No, potential inputs.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what we'll call the word.
Potential inputs.
Input.
That'd be a potential output.
There you go. Output, whatever. Anyway, but there's just so much to it that it's difficult to know who to actually listen to and who can actually help you get to where you want to be.
What's the secret about that, though?
Don't listen to a lot of people.
Well, it's like, who should I listen to?
Yeah.
The more people you listen to, the less progress you'll make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that one person is right, someone else is wrong. Everything is gray. But the problem is, if you have all these different conflicting inputs, you're not going to actually pursue any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost need to choose your one, two inputs that you let in. Like, I trust this person. I trust this person. Like, this
yeah,
book,
so
this podcast.
Who would you say are some of your inputs?
Well, before that, though,
sharing.
I just wanted to, like, really just sort of... really lean into that, because it's important that we have an infinite amount of things we can take in,
mm-hmm.
and they're always going to conflict, but just because they conflict doesn't mean that one will work and the other will not, either.
Mm-hmm.
But what it probably means, I just wanted to say real quick, what it probably means is if you do some of this one and some of that one, it won't work. But if you do only this one and ignore that one, that probably will work,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa,
yeah.
which I think is important and hard to maybe recognize when so many people are saying so many things and many times they conflict in different ways.
Well, and it's hard too because it's people that you trust wholeheartedly,
mm-hmm.
but they'll have, I wonder if that picks that. But you'll have, it's people that you trust wholeheartedly, but it's hard because their advice might take you in a different direction than where you actually need to go.
Mm-hmm. Which is almost another topic, but yeah.
Yeah, because it's like we've talked about with coaching, where a good coach is supposed to meet you where you are and help you get to where you want to be or need to be, versus mm-hmm. just being like, this is what you should do. It's mm-hmm. like, well, that is
well, yeah, because
helpful.
It's the easy thing to do is to tell people who and what they should be.
Mm-hmm.
The hard thing to do is to meet them where they are
yeah.
and help them get to where they
really
want to go.
Nebulous. It's like, well, yeah, I'm in my body, you're in yours.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Over there. Hey, folks.
But that is that's the thing. So it doesn't mean that anything's wrong, though.
No.
Because the person...
It's just different ways to get to a similar outcome, but also
well,
a very
outcome.
Different outcome.
I think that's the thing, to get to an outcome. But
mm-hmm.
what is the outcome you want? How are they getting you there? Basically, we're like, consume less. That's the whole thing. The whole reason
mm-hmm.
we're saying this is we're all consuming so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the corollary to that is if you're consuming all the time, if you spend all your time reading books, listening to audiobooks, listening to podcasts, reading blog posts, email newsletters, all these things, where's the action? Like, if you took one of those items and you're like, I listened to this podcast, I learned 6 really actionable things from it. Not this podcast, but some other podcast.
What, the word of the day is
mm-hmm.
not?
But if you listen to one podcast, even found one actionable thing out of it, and then you're like, okay, that's what I'm going to do today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday. Like, the rest of the week, I'm going to actually put this into action and see what results I can get by next week or next month. But it's easier, and there's more satisfaction in, like, going to the next book, going to the next podcast. The next thing to read.
Yep. Looking at our snacks.
Do you have anything to say?
Oh. Oh, I have one.
No, I didn't want the
oh.
tea. I wanted the sparkling water.
Tell I have anything to add? Oh, you best believe I do.
Oh, you go for it. I hope they like all this crunching.
I know. Kind of what I'm waiting for.
This is satisfying tones.
Not half. Do you need to pick it right now?
Yeah.
You can't wait while we're done talking? Oh, now I've lost my train of thought.
I left it open for you.
Open?
Yeah.
How so?
The floor is yours. This is off the rails.
Hey, it's too much to listen to too many different people, because then you're not actually focusing on one specific message and then using that to its fullest potential. You fucking... Okay, out of the car.
This is why it's clear liquid.
You are
liquid.
So lucky that that's not colored. Look, it's up here. Look, that's you.
Actually, I'm right here. I know you have to meet me where I am and you want me to be there.
It's not. Wipe that off.
I want to use something dry, not my fingers. I'll smudge it. Smudge it.
Smudge it.
Anyway, there's so many
you
inputs.
Couldn't wait 5 seconds.
I was trying to add some visual interest while you were talking.
Excuse me. Okay,
I've been blabbing away.
Respectfully.
I know, I've been blabbing away.
So then when I talk, you're like, I'm going to rifle through the snack bag. Misogynist. But yeah, just don't listen to too many different inputs is the moral of the story.
She's saying don't listen to me.
Yeah, this fucking guy. He'll get in your car, spray shit everywhere, not wipe it off before it dries. Oh, that's
on
outside.
The outside.
Oh.
Hi, yi, yi.
Yeah, so I guess what we're trying to tell you is don't listen to this podcast at the end of the day. Because, again, we're another source of input.
So we've talked about this before, but any piece of content like this can entertain and or inform.
You keep derailing me.
Keep going.
No, I'm done. You have lettuce in your teeth. Okay. Maybe it's blueberries.
It's probably a little bit of everything.
Nice. I guess I didn't have too much to add. But it is, like, exhausting constantly listening to stuff, because also I feel like that's how people get burnout on content, is constantly consuming. And then even, too, seeing a bunch of different people maybe you want to emulate, not even people who are, like, telling you what to do, but people who are doing things, and then you are like, oh, I really like their stuff, I want to try to do it. That's not maybe necessarily your vibe, though. And then it's like, well, yeah, like, they're doing really cool shit, but, like... Something we're seeing in the real estate profession, I'm not calling anybody out, but a lot of people are doing skits now, which is fine, but some people just are not funny. And, like, I don't mean to be a dick, but just some people are just not funny. And it's like, it's not anybody we have worked with or know, but it's just other people who I've seen where it's like...
Well, it's hard. Humor is very difficult.
And it's so specific, too.
And extra hard if it's recorded.
Yes.
Like, if it's, like, in person, you can, like, warm people up and, like, do things.
Yeah, you're being, like, dropped into this where maybe I was just watching a video of a puppy, and then now you're... I watch a lot of those. And then it's like, oh, well, now I'm supposed to laugh, but I'm not necessarily in a laughing mood. Like, that's why stand-up comedians have warm-up acts, because if they just went out on the stage, it'd be like, So, like, comedy is very hard to do. Mm-hmm. I love it, obviously, but, like, some of it just doesn't land as well also. But yeah. So just trying to keep it to, like, okay, this is what I can actually do feasibly, and keeping it to, like, one or two people, maybe, that you like their stuff and want to replicate it.
Well, yeah, there's something to be said for creating your own style out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just all your inputs, and then you just sort of, like, create.
Well, and that's what's more fun, is the creating part.
But that is art. And art is difficult.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Easy peasy.
Yeah, for you. No, but art is difficult, so to create your own style, like, as a realtor, who then is creating content, that's, like, another job.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense to emulate, But it's hard to...
Well, yeah, and it's totally fine to be influenced by people, but it's like you still want to be you, because if you're trying to be Sally Bob...
Why do you smile with that name?
He hates it. But if you're trying to be Sally Bob, well, Sally Bob already exists, and if you're if you're trying to be a Sally Bob dupe, then it's just going to not land as well, and it's not going to provide any value or comedic effect.
So
we only have 2 miles left.
I think I realized what the name what the word is when you need to poop and you are afraid you might not make it all the way. That is a Sally Bob dupe.
I like it.
Yeah.
Done.
I think that's the word of the day.
Excuse me, I have to go make a Sally Bob dupe. Still filled with hope, but I might shit myself. Just like content creation. You're full of hope that it's going to go somewhere. But you might shit the bed. That just reminded me of Silicon Valley. My girlfriend shit the bed. With his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let us know.
Did you like shit us?
How do we wrap it?
Is this episode entertaining?
No.
Is it informative? That's the thing. Any piece of content, ideally you want it to be entertaining, or to entertain or inform.
Or both, if you're
amazing. If you can do both, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
I don't think we did any of it.
Let us know in the comments below. If you like this, give it a thumbs up. If you don't like it, give it a thumbs up and subscribe, because that means a lot to help us reach in the algorithm. We only want 8 subscribers, though, please.
Yeah,
if you like
thumbs
this,
up, subscribe, and join our Patreon.
Yeah, if you like this, please do not subscribe, because then we will think that you hate us. We only want the haters to subscribe.
No, no, no. They can still support us. But if they really like us, they have to...
What do they have to do?
Sally Bob Doop. I don't know. I was trying to fit it into a sentence, and it didn't work.
That's a hard one. Okay, well... The car is charged. We're on the next leg of our journey.
Don't stop believing.
All right, see you next time.
Burn this episode.